You are Locked On Magic, your daily podcast on the Orlando Magic, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And you are indeed Locked On Magic. Today is March 22nd, 2019. My name is Philip Rosenreich. I'm the expert and site editor over at OrlandoMagicDaily.com. And of course, follow us on Twitter at PhilipRR. Follow me on Twitter at PhilipRR_OMD. On today's episode of Locked On Magic, we'll talk about the Magic's upcoming game against the Memphis Grizzlies, another big home game as the Magic continue to fight to make the playoffs, a game and a half behind the Miami Heat. And we'll also talk a little bit about the Magic's home play and how they've established a little bit of a home court advantage and made the Amway Center a difficult place to play of late, and really since January especially, and it's been a big part of the Magic's turnaround. We'll get into all that in just a moment, but before we do any of that, I want to remind you all that you can check out all the great podcasts on the Locked On Podcast Network by searching on iTunes for Locked On and the team you're looking for. Just like there's a podcast covering the Orlando Magic with excruciating detail, there's now a podcast covering every single team in the NBA. Want to leg up on the Memphis Grizzlies? Check out Locked On Grizzlies. Want to follow what's going on with the Miami Heat? Check out Locked On Heat. And of course, to get the national perspective, you check out Locked On NBA, or fantasy perspective, Locked On Fantasy Basketball. There's also a Locked On College podcast now, too, as the NCAA tournament gets going. And baseball podcasts are starting up again soon, plus NFL podcasts, too. You can find all these podcasts by searching for Locked On and the team you're looking for on iTunes, wherever you get podcasts, and now on the Himalaya podcast app. Definitely check that out. You can find them all there. The Locked On Podcast Network, it's your team every day. It wasn't so long ago the Orlando Magic took on the Memphis Grizzlies and up in Memphis, and it was a game that featured a lot of frustration. Orlando didn't get off to the start they wanted in that game. They rallied to make it a close game and put themselves back in the game, and I'll be forever really amazed at this team that they play poorly and still give themselves a chance to win against some decent opponents. This just like New Orleans, this Memphis team is a team that has a slightly worse record than the Magic, but is by no means a gimme. And Memphis proved that in that game. Evan Fournier got ejected in the third quarter for some reason. And then Mike Conley took over at the end. Orlando blew a 7-point lead in the final 3 minutes of the game. Mike Conley made some incredible plays. The Magic missed some shots that they should make. Jonas Valanciunas made a great block on Wes Iwundu, which I thought at the time, and the NBA confirmed, was a clean block. And Orlando just could not get that one shot on the road that they needed to put the game away. Mike Conley did make those shots. He did make those plays. And Orlando just unraveled, losing eventually by 8. Steve Clifford picked up 2 technical fouls, arguing with the officials at the end of the game. And that was pretty much it. Orlando, certainly, that will certainly list among the games the Magic will regret dropping. As it does feel like now, as you begin to really study and look at these schedules, that Orlando's backs are firmly against the wall here. Down a game and a half, the importance of next Tuesday's game against the Miami Heat looks that much more important. The number to get into the playoffs is likely to be 39 or 40 wins. And Orlando is sitting at 34 wins, probably needs 6 or 7 of the final 10 games to make the playoffs. And that's why games like Friday against Memphis are so important. At this point, it feels every game is a must-win game. That every single game has added weight to it. You can't rely on Miami to lose games. You can't rely on other teams doing your work for you. You're not going to get in treading water anymore. The Magic are chasing, and so they've got to find a way to get these wins. And so far on this homestand, the Magic have done that. And I'll explain a little bit more about that in just a moment. But Orlando's defense has been on point. The team's focus has been on point during this homestand. And that's why Orlando has won 3 of the first 5 games of this 5-game homestand. Yes, they're against weaker opponents. The Cavs are one of the worst teams in the league. The Hawks are the 4th worst team in the league. The Pelicans, without Anthony Davis, are not a bad team, but not as strong a team. And yes, the Memphis Grizzlies are not a particularly strong team. But judging by how the Magic have played after the All-Star break, these games are far from guarantees for this group. And so the fact that they've won these games fairly comfortably, without much trouble, and playing very good basketball, is a positive sign in and of itself. No reason to complain with getting the victories at this point of the season. But Memphis does provide a big challenge. Like the Orlando Magic, Memphis Grizzlies rely very much on their defense. Orlando is rated 7th in the league in defensive rating. Memphis is 9th. They are still a strong defensive team. Mike Conley is still a difference maker. Offensively and defensively. A guy who just controls the pace of the game and, yes, has a killer instinct to finish. And unlike other teams in Memphis's position, the Grizzlies are trying to win. They do not get to keep their draft pick this year if it's top three or top five protected. And reading Memphis Grizzlies blogs and fan sites, it seems they are determined to convey that pick this year. They want to be free of that obligation because next year probably isn't protected. And so they're looking to give that pick up this year. And so, yeah, they're trying to win games. But there is a new wrench to this. Injuries have started to pile up for the Memphis Grizzlies. Avery Bradley, who had a great game against the Magic a couple weeks ago, is out. Mike Conley, who was a Western Conference Player of the week that they played the Magic, is doubtful for the game. The Grizzlies are relying heavily on Chandler Parsons. And so this is still a dangerous team. A team that organizationally is still trying to win. And yes, the Magic know that they can be beat because this team plays defense at such a level that they're in every game, just like the Magic are. Now, things do change if Conley is out. Things do change if he's not in the game, if his presence isn't there. This is not the same team, if that's the case. This is not the same team that beat the Houston Rockets in overtime on Wednesday night, if Mike Conley is not there. They still have some good players. They still have dangerous players, especially Jonas Valanciunas, who I thought played a very good game as well against the Magic when they last played. But Orlando has to have its focus and have its attention at full to win this kind of a game. That should be the case anyway, because every game matters. Every game now has that extra meaning. Orlando's got to get themselves back into the pole position. And they can do that very slowly because Miami plays Milwaukee on Friday. That's not an opportunity the Magic can let slip by. The last time the Heat played the Bucks, they used that to pick up a game on Milwaukee or on Miami. They got to hope Milwaukee takes care of their business and that the Magic take care of their business first. Everyone's watching these games. I mean, several Magic players were asked in the locker room after the game on Wednesday about the Nets coming back to beat the Kings. You could just see them all shaking their heads. After that game against the Pelicans, I know for a fact several Magic staffers were in the office still watching that Heat Spurs game. Everyone knows what's going on around the league. Everyone is engaged and involved in this playoff hunt. And yes, they will be watching again Friday night. But first, they got to take care of their own business. The Orlando Magic tip-off against the Memphis Grizzlies at 7 o'clock at the Amway Center. We'll have complete coverage on OrlandoMagicDaily.com and talk about the game in a little bit more detail on Monday's episode of Locked On Magic. The Orlando Magic accomplished something small on Wednesday. It's worth mentioning just as a line item. Something that the Magic haven't done very much in the last 6 years. I've actually done it just once in that 35-win season with Scott Skiles. The Orlando Magic clinched a winning home record. Small victory. Not one worth celebrating too much, but the Magic picked up their 21st win. And with just 4 home games left, the Magic are running out of opportunities, to pick up these kinds of wins. The Amway Center has developed a slight reputation as not being a difficult place to play. The crowd isn't always engaged. I think a lot of that has to do with the team on the floor, frankly. Because when the Magic are very good, the fans are very engaged. And yes, Magic games continue to sell well. 17,005 were at Wednesday's game against an Anthony Davis-less Pelicans team. Not selling out every night, but they're still doing fine at the gate. And the Magic can feel the energy coming from the crowd and the buzz around the city about just being in the playoff race. But the Magic, don't get it wrong, have had their struggles at home, even this year. There was that four-game homestand early on in the year, in December, I believe, when the Magic went 1-3. And it felt like that failure, especially leading into a long West Coast trip, was something that would keep the Magic out of the playoff race. In fact, the Magic did not start off well at home at all. They lost 5 of their first 7 games at home. And for whatever reason, the Magic were simply a better road team than home team. In fact, for the season, the Magic are about a 500 team at home. They've got a plus 1.0 net rating, a 107.8 offensive rating, a 106.8 defensive rating. It's comparable to their season average. But the season really can get split in two. Since coming back from that January West Coast road trip, the Magic are a different team. They've gone an 11-5 since that time at home with a plus 8.0 net rating, a 111.2 offensive rating, and a 103.2 defensive rating. They've become something akin to an elite team at the Amway Center. And they've continued to put the hammer down in these games at this 3-game winning streak. They've turned the Amway Center into some place that is difficult to play. And that has helped charge their playoff push.
Yeah, it's important, man. You know, road games are tough no matter who you're playing. So whenever we can, you know, steal a game on the road, it's always great. But at home, we feel like home games are must wins, you know, and with the crowd behind you and, you know, being familiar, being at your home and your routine, you know, I think we have the advantage at home. We got to take advantage of it.
And at least at this juncture of the season, the Magic have taken advantage of it. In fact, coming home at this juncture might have been exactly what the team needed. Orlando started their post-All-Star break run with 6 of 8 games on the road. Say what you want about the opponents the Magic did lose to. Teams like the Grizzlies, teams like the Knicks, teams like the Cavaliers. But playing on the road is tough in this league. The best teams are good on the road, but not killer. It's easier to win games when you're at home. That's just the logic of the NBA. But that was a difficult trip for the Magic. I think they played out of the All-Star break. I think they played 7 games in 12 days and 6 of 8 on the road. So not easy by any stretch of the imagination, despite what the schedule would tell you or what the opponent's strength of schedule would tell you. This stretch at home, the Magic have had 5 games. Well, have 5 games and play, I think it's now 8 in 18 days. Much more manageable. But it was coming home that really started to set the team straight. They were upset after losing to the Washington Wizards with their overall effort and approach. And it was something that had been building sort of on the road where the Magic maybe didn't have the time to get practice and get comfortable and get themselves straight. They came home and immediately blew out the Cleveland Cavaliers. They had a day off, came back to work for practice, and then blew out the Atlanta Hawks. Another day off of rest and recovery, another practice, and then blew out the New Orleans Pelicans. And honestly, Clifford called the game against the Cleveland Cavaliers one of the Magic's best games of the season. He called the Atlanta Hawks game a really strong game for the team, especially defensively. The shots just didn't go down, and that's why they only won by 10. And then he called the New Orleans game one of the team's better games of the season, you know, again, except for maybe a stretch in the second quarter when they kind of struggled defensively, and especially with turnovers. Yes, the opponents are not strong, but the Magic are taking care of them with ease. They are playing very good basketball. They're not just beating these teams, they're destroying them. And being at home has certainly helped. Having that comfort has helped them kind of rediscover their way, get back to the way they're playing. And of course, with this five-game homestand ending on Monday against the Philadelphia 76ers, and then that big game against Miami to start a four-game road trip on Tuesday. And again, I cannot stress how big that game against Miami is. If all these games we're talking about are must wins, you cannot lose to Miami on Tuesday. I'm dead serious about that. Winning Tuesday puts you on the path. Losing Tuesday is going to make things very, very difficult. So the Magic have to hope that this strong play at home carries over on the road.
Yeah, for sure. You get a couple home wins in a row. Individually, if you have some good games at home, on the road, you bring that same momentum and that same confidence with you, you know, when you go on the road.
At this point, the Magic need every little boost they can get. Any little break in the schedule, like Mike Conley not playing. Every little bit of energy and confidence they need, because every game feels so important right now. They're not going to win all 10 games down the stretch. There's going to be some signs of struggle, and that road trip that is looming, that four-game road trip, they've got to scratch as many wins as they can out of it. They can't go winless. They probably can't win just one game. And yeah, at this point, it does feel like even two wins on that road trip is going to put them in a little bit of dicey water. Again, they got to beat Miami on Tuesday. I'm going to continue to stress that further and further and further. They've got to beat Miami on Tuesday. But they're building that base, that foundation, and that confidence at the Amway Center. And again, since January 11th, the Magic have been pretty close to unbeatable at the Amway Center. They've played some of their best basketball at the Amway Center. They've played like a playoff team. And there's only four games left of home cooking to go. And at this point, even with the Philadelphia 76ers coming to town on Monday, the Magic have to feel like they can count on all four of those games being wins. And that gets them to 38. The number to make the playoffs is going to be probably 39 or 40 wins. Taking care of business at home decreases that margin for error, because you don't know what you're going to get when the team hits the road again. And if they can feel confident and sure of themselves heading out onto that road trip and heading out onto that final road trip, that two-game road trip that ends at Boston and at Charlotte to end the season, then the Magic will be in good shape to make the playoffs. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. Of course, find us on Twitter at Locked On Magic. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and all the fun places to download podcasts to your podcast-enabled listening device, including now the Himalaya app. Definitely check that out. You can also find me on Twitter at philipr_omd. And of course, for the latest on the Orlando Magic, be sure to check out orlandomagicdaily.com. The Orlando Magic will take on the Memphis Grizzlies at the Amway Center at 7 o'clock. That'll be on Fox Sports Florida. We'll have complete coverage of that game on Monday's episode of Locked On Magic, as well as on orlandomagicdaily.com. But until then, for Orlando Magic Daily and Locked On Magic, this has been Philip Rosenreich. I'll see you all again next time for another episode of Locked On Magic.
You are Locked On Magic, your daily Orlando Magic podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.